earlier this year, Luis Balástegui attempted a long, brutal, exotic journey in an unprecedented way. Balástegui is a motorcycle racer from Argentina who lives in Kansas City. KCUR's Frank Morris reports on Balástegui's adventures and misadventures in Peru, Chile, and his native Argentina, racing in the Dakar Rally. This route snakes out across thousands of miles of rugged mountains and desert. Each year, contestants die, and only about half the motorbike riders finish the two-week ordeal, generally thanks to luck and careful planning. Balástegui didn't have either of those, but he did have one distinct advantage up his sleeve.
This wasn't the first time Luis Balástegui had entered the Dakar Rally. Last year, a bad crash late in the race broke his hand, tore up his knee, and knocked him out of the competition. This year, he barely made it through the first day. Last-minute mechanical modifications hobbled his motorcycle. Then after a frantic night of retooling, Luis jumped on his bike and roared off into the desert for the second stage, unaware that his front fender was now rubbing against his radiator hose.
It broke it, and I lost all the coolant. And when you're riding in the desert, you don't notice. The bike overheated and I blew the engine. Yeah, not very promising. Plus, I got stuck in the desert, 80 kilometers from the finish. So I thought for a moment that the race was over for me.
So he's stranded under the blazing sun, alone, except for the occasional dune buggy tearing by, as you can see from this little flip cam video he made to document the event for his wife and three sons back in Kansas City.
Clavado. Sigue clavado el motor. Así que bueno, ahora... To my right, big sand dunes. In front of me, bigger sand dunes. Back, they were a couple of bushes, maybe 2 meters tall.
Another thing dwarfed by this vast desert, Luis's engine. He insists on racing a bike powered by one two or three times smaller than those used by his rivals. An ecologically minded motorsport fanatic, Luis is out to prove that an efficient 150cc bike is up for the race. And do it in style. He's sporting his signature huge salt and pepper mustache and a whole lot of pink.
I have pink wheels on my bike. I have the pink ribbon in my jacket. And I have it on decals on the bike.
All to remind people about breast cancer. He's also got one of those pink rubber bracelets, but we'll get to that. At the moment, it's not looking too good. It's 100 degrees plus, and Luis has to attempt major surgery on the bike by himself. And, oh yeah, he's traveling extremely light. He carries no spare parts other than a handful of zip ties and a little pocket toolkit. A pitifully small arsenal to take on the big job ahead.
It is one problem at the time. It keeps you going. Right. If you think of the big picture, you probably quit. So first the hose, then the water.
He used his drinking water to fill up the radiator.
Then the cylinder. And I thought it was done when I got the cylinder freed. I thought it was eventually going to start. But it didn't. It just didn't. At that point, I did not know what was going on. So the thing to do was to keep looking. So I take the cylinder head off, and I see that there's no head gasket. It had disintegrated with the heat.
Oh, great.
And that was my reaction. Oh, great. Because at that point, I hadn't even seen a head gasket of that bike.
Now, you may never have seen a head gasket, period. They're not much to look at. They're basically seals between the top and bottom part of an engine that keep oil and coolant from leaking out or mixing. You have to work, though. Blow one in your car and you'll likely be out a good $1,000, mostly for labor. Of course, Luis, stranded, can't go to a mechanic or even a parts store. He must improvise.
And I start looking around my bike, my clothes, everything that I had to see if I could figure out what to use.
To make a head gasket out there in the desert with a tool kit the size of a sandwich.
Yes. I wasn't in a hurry then. It's not like, oh, I need to get going. It's like, I need to solve this problem. So how? and you just look around and look around and think. And just looking around, I see in my wrist, you know, my sister died of breast cancer. She fought breast cancer for 10 years, and she died about 4 or 5 years ago. And I use one of these pink bracelets. Because I look at the bracelet, it is made out of a silicone kind of material. It had about the right diameter. So I said, well, this is my head gasket. So it needed to be as smooth as I could. So I took my time and I cut it very nicely and I put it on and then I continue.
You put the bike back together.
Uh-huh.
You get the bike started.
Yes.
And then how's it running?
Really bad. Really, really bad.
So that meant Luis had to piece together an alternative route across the open desert to avoid the dunes, one that drove him far out of his way and ignited a whole new adventure. Suffice to say, he managed to sputter across that day's endpoint from the wrong direction in the dark.
And so how'd the rest of the race go then?
As good as this stage. Yeah, I had problems with everything this race. I ended up blowing 4 engines. I broke the frame twice. And all sorts of things happened to the bike.
He even had to cut again into the scrap of pink bracelet he had left to fabricate yet another head gasket. He made it, though, in the end, 5,500 miles across some of the meanest terrain imaginable to cross the finish line.
What position did you finish in?
The very last one. And I'm... I thought it would bother me to finish last.
But it didn't. Because somewhere toward the end of his ordeal, Luis had a revelation about his late sister and his pink bracelet.
And I always felt that she was my model, that I could not do what she could. And to have found the solution to my problem in what was the symbol of her for me, it was like, oh, I'm not alone. I she's helping me some way. I don't believe in ghosts or in anything like that, but her experience and her symbol being able to help me continue fighting and showing me that I could find solutions, it was really strong for me.
Frank Morris, KCUR News.